Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Ben Kumar, who's an investment manager at Severn Investment Management. He decided to brave coming into the studio this time because the previous occasions you've actually been from the your HQ. Obviously, you didn't want to be asked about what the decor is there and everything else.
Well, it's just nice to see you face to face, Zach, you know? It's the personal touch.
Tell me about that in 8 minutes, okay? 8 minutes' time. But, right, we've got the FTSE record highs, even though, or perhaps because, we've got inflation jumping up from 2.3% to 2.7%. Are the two linked?
Look, I think we've said it before, the FTSE 100 is an index that has very little to do with the UK economy. Right, it has a lot to do with the world and with the energy prices. So when you see things like the oil price rallying, you do see things like BP, Royal Dutch Shell, you see the miners, they all gain a little bit of shares, and they're still some way away from their highs of 2014.
So we're talking mining stocks like Polymetal.
Ah, yes, I think it's not pronounced like that, Polymetal.
I've heard that it's pronounced Polymetal. Some very very important sources. So mining stocks and the resources area in general pushing the FTSE 100 higher, and as I suppose they actually benefit from rising inflation, as there's really a play on rising inflation, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, they're part of the underlying cause for the rising inflation. I also think that quite a lot of the other maybe more domestic sectors in the FTSE 100 have started doing better. You know, you've got the fact that the government doesn't own Lloyds anymore. That's good for the banking sector. Lloyds has actually set a role model for what one day, far in the distant mists of time, might happen to RBS as it finally gets off the government's hands. People are looking at things like the supermarkets and saying, okay, rising inflation is good for them as well. You know, there's kind of a positive correlation between the FTSE 100 and inflation, but I think it's probably global inflation rather than domestic.
And so, I mean, you know, we're knocking on the door of 7,500 as we speak. Can we start getting excited about where the FTSE might be at the end of the year?
I think for the first time in a long time, people might, in their end-of-year predictions, have a number. Well, I doubt that's going to happen, but they might have a number that's not a 6 or a 7 on the start, right? I think people will be honestly looking at 8,000 because it doesn't take much in the way of kind of the global trade narrative to pick up for people to go, you know what, those companies in the FTSE, okay, the index is at all-time highs, but not many of the companies' share prices are at all-time highs.
Yeah, I mean, I think Vodafone we had today of 6.1 billion euros of losses, and the shares rise like a small cap. I mean, what have I missed something?
Yeah, I mean, the Vodafone one is mesmerizing to me because I love this idea that if you say you're going to make a loss and you make a slightly smaller loss than you said, everyone goes, oh, well, things are better off than they appeared. You know, if it's like me coming and saying, I'm going to punch you twice in the face, and then I punch you once in the face, and you go, oh, thank you very much. How nice of you to just go the one time.
That's what happens with most of the guests here, actually. I mean, the other point, maybe the giveaway, though, on Vodafone was actually not the results, but actually I was looking it up yesterday, the yield was 5.85%.
I know.
I mean, that's stunning.
Pretty interesting if you're anyone who believes, you know, when a company gets big enough, it should start returning money to its shareholders, however it wants to do it, stock buybacks or dividends. You know, Vodafone does look interesting, long-established business now. It's cutting back on a few of its less profitable exploits, but it's also trying to become even more like a utility, right? It's trying to get into broadband. It's trying to get into TV production. It's trying to get into basically becoming the people who provide you with your electronic life. So Sky, so is BT, so is everyone. But it's kind of energy
media providers. Companies are becoming utility or trying to become utility companies.
Absolutely right, because guess what? You know, it's as important to you that your phone is on and you have access to information now as it is that your home is heated.
More important, actually.
More important. Exactly. You can always wear a jumper, but it's very hard to use pigeons to communicate now.
Exactly, yes. So there is a change. I mean, there's an investment change. We've got almost like a new sector, it used to be TMT, which was a new sector for the dot-com era. Now the TMTs are becoming utilities.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's not a new sector, but it's just a real change in how they're viewed. You know, it's like railways now are not a sector you hear a lot about. You know, the way people have kind of interacted with that sector has changed completely because no one really thinks about the railways now. They're either nationalised, privatised and not
working.
Or on strike. So the utility-like kind of claim. It's something that I think a lot of companies want to aspire to. So the banks want to get more, you know, you look at Lloyds. Antonio Horta-Rosario has come out and said, look, we just do really simple things. We take deposits and then we try and lend back to mainly our depositors for things like homes, things like, you know, home refurbishings, whatever it is. A really simple banking model that stays away from commercial banking, risk-taking, etc. Utility-like. Tech, media, telecoms. Utility-like. They want recurring streams of revenue. You know, I think it's probably means that regulation is going to start getting tighter on tech, media, telecoms. But I think that's the way the world's going. If you want excitement, if you want growth, you go for social media, obviously. You go for biotech. You probably, in, 5 years' time, start talking about self-driving cars as a real investment sector, automation, and you probably start talking about space exploration, which I'm very excited about.
I can't wait to see you in a spacesuit and everything. But Ben Kumar, investment manager at Seminole Investment Management, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks.